Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now, 877-975-9825. And Greg,
yes,
you had something kind of bugging you yesterday. Tell us as much of the story as you can.
Well, it was just a bad day anyway. It got off to a bad start technically, and so I was on the edge anyway. But it seemed like it was one of those days people were doing stupid things around me. And so I take Barrett to the vet yesterday, and he's going to get his little laser treatment on his back. And you're trying to decide where to sit. And I choose a seat, and there's this guy a couple seats over. He's kind of a stocky guy. I don't know, maybe 27, 30-ish or whatever. Stocky guy, hair, beard, got his jean jacket on, got his Pokemon keychain. And he's sitting there with his cat in the cage.
Okay.
And he's on the phone. And you know how people can be rude in a room on their phone?
Oh, yeah.
They bring everyone within about 40 feet into the conversation, whether you want to be there or not. And it's all about his characters that he watches and plays his gaming thing. Like, and this episode, they called him this, but they had to change it. And he's
going into great detail in lengthy conversations in the middle of a waiting room where everybody's sitting there with their pets.
And you're already thinking you're a dweeb with your Pokemon keychain and your cat. You're in your mom's basement playing video games if she's got a basement. So anyway, they're going to come take the cat. Do blood work. Mm-hmm. And when they're doing blood work, usually with your pet, they just take it, do the blood work, bring your animal back.
Right.
No, he wanted to go along so the cat would be more comfortable.
So they have to set up a room.
Which they were not planning on, which bumps the rest of us back a little bit. So it's irritating anyway. They come to get him, and when the guy stands up, he kind of startled Barrett, and Barrett gave him a little woof. And he turns around and goes, shh.
Ooh.
To my little dog.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, we've been listening to your
pie hole
Comic-Con garbage for the last 20 minutes, and you're going to get irritated because a little dog in a veterinarian office made some noise?
This part not for air. What Greg was about to say to him that had to do with his cat and
where it was going to be put.
Where there's shade.
Yes.
And we'll leave it there.
That's what I wanted to stand up and tell him, but I thought, okay, don't cause a scene. I was thinking of Jen. If Jen were there, she'd put her hand on my leg and go, don't.
You were also thinking about Jen bailing you out, too.
Well, yeah, and I was thinking, okay, what venue am I in, and who do I know?
Yeah.
But it's like, really, dude? You know, you and your stupid cat delaying other people, you're rude in the lobby, and you don't like a little dog making a little noise? Yes.
And then one of the reasons why Greg didn't comment to him is because the guy had his headphones on.
So I knew he wasn't hearing me anyway.
But he could hear the dog go, roof.
Yeah. I'm like,
Love it.
Don't be that guy.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is this massive overhyping of artificial intelligence. You can't do a single search anymore on the websites without the AI-like paragraph at the top, and you can't even tell if you're talking to a human anymore. So artificial means fake. I don't like fake intelligence. I like real human intelligence. Thanks, guys.
This experience has been enhanced by AI, right? Just like our photos on Facebook. You see when people do that? That bugs me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you look the way you look. Yes. Why do you want it fake? I mean, glamour shot's one thing. That's still you. You're just all
sort
made
of,
up.
Right. But this is worse.
Yeah.
It's glamour shots on steroids.
As soon as I see one like that, I go, wow, you either don't like yourself or you're trying to pass yourself off as something you ain't. Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
I'll tell you what's bugging me. Every time I go to a fast food restaurant, they always ask me to round up. They never ask me to round down.
I believe that. You know what they ask me every time I go to the thing?
What's that?
Are you ordering on the app today?
Oh, they do that at the drive-thru, too.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
And now they've added, they're throwing out an item like you might be ordering that item. I'm like, you're wasting my time.
Yeah.
I want to order because there's seven people behind me here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I get it. But it's like, no.
Well, and you know what you could do? They could put like a little coupon in the bag, and maybe they have done this, but a little coupon in the bag says, use the app and get a free something.
Sure.
And sometimes they have signs like that, but this way, don't waste my time. Yeah. No, I didn't use the app. I'm at the drive-thru. Take my flipping order.
It's fast food, so let's get on this fast.
is the whole, that's what's bugging me, is this whole app thing.
Oh, I know.
But I did. Gosh, I wish I could remember now. Scrolling through the Book of Faces, and there was a place that said, you know, download this information or whatever, or click here for more information, and it said, this is not an app. We wouldn't do that to our customers or whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, some people are catching on. I think it was motorcycle related. Like, they know we're not putting up with that garbage.
Well, the other thing that's smart if people do are, and it's a contrast, because remember there was a Chinese place in two different towns, I won't name them, and one of them ran a coupon, the other one did not, and it was confusing. And you'd go into the one in the one town, oh, no, that's that location.
Oh, and
they would not accept it. Yeah. I thought, how stupid are you? Because I'm in your place. You should let somebody else's marketing make you money. But on the other side of that coin are the smart ones who go, we honor our competitors' coupons.
Yeah.
That is smart move.
Yes.
So.
Competition.
Yes.
It's a good thing.
Yep.
Yeah. There's some people that get it and some don't.
No.
Mm-mm. But here we are telling everybody how to do it.
Exactly. Yeah, we know.
7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up at 8:05, Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. A couple of Second Amendment things going on, like tax holiday. Hello, where is it? And also AR ban in Maryland. What's going to happen legally there? We'll talk to him coming up in about 30 minutes on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family.
Homes.com. We've done your homework.